Hi everyone, I'm Sheila Beale, and welcome to Esteem Speaks. This is your radio talk show to understand whether your self-esteem is high or whether your self-esteem is low. My guests will be talking about personal experiences that helped them conquer adversities that made them who they are today. Winners. Okay. Before I introduce my guest, I want to say thank you to Jane Jackson Harley, the daughter of legendary pioneer radio Hal Jackson, and she's also the founder of Hal Jackson's Legacy. I have a niece who sings beautifully, and we participated in several events such as talent shows, pageants, and workshops that Miss Jane put on. And in 2008, we traveled with Miss Jane and her Road to Stardom organization to London, England. And that was a phenomenal experience for those young people and myself. Jane, you are truly an amazing woman for your continuous dedication, for helping others showcase their talents. And I'm grateful that you have chosen me to be one of Hal Jackson's ambassadors to help carry on your father's legacy. So again, I say thank you, Jane. I am ready for my guests to come on. So, on today's podcast, my guest speaker will share and explore with us different perspectives as it relates to career planning and development and what it takes to navigate through a roller coaster type of job market on a professional, personal, and emotional level. My guest today, C. Renee Turner, is a career and talent transformation coach. She is CEO of the Advisors Corner, which is a career and personal development coaching program. Her career lends itself to sharing with customers industry need-to-know insider tips. C. Renee believes in empowering others to become the best at who they can become. As a coaching specialist, she works with both individuals and groups to facilitate identifying meaningful strategies and opportunities that can lead to success in their career, their business, or personal life. Now, recognizing the importance of giving back, C. Renee believes strongly in volunteerism and giving of one's time and talent where at all possible. She serves and has served on her neighborhood civic league, church volunteer programs, diverse community service boards, and other professional workforce and economic development boards, such as ATD, which stands for Association for Talent Development, serving as ambassador on the local Chamber of Commerce, and planning her own signature professional development events known as the acronym SWAG, S-W-A-G, which stands for Social Ways to Address Growth, professionally and personally. Now, working with C. Renee Turner, there will always be jewels to take away that can be applied in your life. As C. Renee says, you are not in this journey alone. So guys, grab your favorite beverage, your notepad and ink pen, your smart device. Class is now in session. Please welcome C. Renee Turner.
Thank you, Sheila. Thank you so much for the introduction and for the invite. Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning into the podcast, Inside the Advisor's Corner. Again, this is C. Renee Turner, and I'm a career and talent transformation coach with the Advisor's Corner, a career and personal development coaching program. I provide personalized services on career development, customized professional development training, and various workshops. Here at the Advisors Corner, I work with individuals on how to realize their worth, how to tap into their God-given talent, learn to maximize their potential, and how to go after and secure their career and personal goals and endeavors. I've worked for over 15 years in various capacities in higher education, workforce development and economic development, and event management. In today's podcast, Inside the Advisors Corner, I will share with you and unpack some industry insights that can help in your career endeavors, as well as what it takes to stay focused when things don't necessarily go the way that you've planned. If you're new to the job market and this is your first time venturing out applying for jobs, or you may be someone who's applying for jobs specifically in your career field, or you're in a job right now, but you just want to advance within the company. You may also be someone who's out there in the job market. You've been out there, you've been applying for jobs, submitting all of your applications and resumes, but you haven't gotten any responses, no interviews. It's just dead silence for you. Well, listen, just know that although at times it may feel like you're alone in this process, you are not alone. Numerous others in these very same categories, they're also experiencing some of the same feelings, such as despair, or overwhelmed, or just frustrated. Just know that what you're going through is part of the process, and again, you're not alone. So that's why I think it's important to talk about where you are right now emotionally. Job search is no joke, and I know that. It takes a lot of dedication and commitment. Sort of like the dedication and commitment that we put into, wanting to live and have a healthier lifestyle and, watch our weight and things of that nature, putting in that kind of dedication and commitment. So I just want to share with you a few suggestions to apply as you navigate through what I like to call a roller coaster kind of job searching. It's the twists and turns for me. It takes you through emotional, physical, spiritual ups and downs. So for starters, I just want you to know that I'm a big proponent of self-improvement and personal development. And I just want to share with you a few suggestions from the Advisor's Corner that I hope, again, will be helpful for you, will inspire you, encourage you, and get you to thinking. I've practiced and continue to practice, even today, these very same resourceful tips and tools. So take notes. You'll find these to be very resourceful once again, and you'll be able to apply these to your everyday life. So in this segment of the Advisor's Corner, we will be talking about personal growth. And this segment is on a personal growth track. The first thing I want to talk about under personal growth track is self-improvement and personal development. Celebrating successes in your career and personal life, they're certainly to be applauded. Indeed, it demonstrates the hard work that you put in, the commitment and the dedication to receive the accomplishment and the accolades. But also what comes with that, which is also equally as important, is to admit that there are setbacks and disappointments along the way. And while it's not always easy to admit of setbacks and disappointments, it is very necessary, because if not, we will remain stuck where we are, and an emotional load would just weigh heavy on us. It can stifle us from our personal growth. So we have to, as we're celebrating the successes, we also have to recognize once again that there are setbacks and disappointments. And we have to be careful not to stay in those setbacks and disappointments because, again, they can stifle our personal growth. So you may be asking, what does personal growth have anything to do with my career endeavors and plans? Well, to that I say plenty. Personal growth is intricately tied into every fiber of our life. It really is. A personal development coach can help introduce and explore and unpack how personal goals and plans can work for you and for your good. And again, setbacks are only temporary. Don't get discouraged, but rather stay encouraged, even when you don't feel like it. I know it's hard. It's hard to, when you're going through some things that are just uneasy and agitating and uncertain, it's hard to be encouraged. But trust me, I've been through some discouraging moments in my career and in my lifetime. And to that, again, I say, if you get discouraged, don't stay there. Find a way to become encouraged. Think about all the wonderful things that you have accomplished and know that what you're going through in terms of any setbacks and disappointments are only temporary. I remember years ago, a company I was working for had shut down. And so many of us, so all of us pretty much were laid off, lost our jobs. And so I remember that during that time, it was during the summertime in June. And so for the remainder of that year, I was out of work. I applied for jobs. I went on interviews, and you know, things just did not transpire during that time. But again, I was out of work for the remainder of that year. And I remember it was in December. I remember that a former boss of mine, who also is a dear friend of mine today, she had contacted me. She was working at an organization, and she had contacted me because she, you know, said to me, she, you know, my work ethics and the job that I've done before when I was working at a prior company, the two of us were working at, she knew my capabilities essentially. And so she had contacted me because she needed someone to run their front desk, do front desk reception and answer phones and things of that nature, some admin work. The person they had there at the desk wasn't up to task, couldn't keep up, and she thought of me. She gave me a call. And I told her that I would get back with her, give me some time to think about it. So we hung up, and I kid you not, within moments of hanging up with her, it was like this voice, and I say it was the voice of God, had come to me and said, wait a minute, had you not been praying all year long for a job? Get on that phone, call her back, and tell her that you will start, that you will take that job. And so that's what I did. I called her back. I told her that I would, you know, take the job and I could start in X amount of time. So the moral, if you will, to this story is that I had I not taken that job, one, I wouldn't be necessarily be where I am today in terms of the many things that I've learned and the professional opportunities that were presented to me over time, because that job was a springboard to where I am today. So I had denied the job in the beginning, as I said, because I felt like I was overqualified for the position. And like I said, it was, you know, God has spoken to me, you better take that job. And so I said to myself, you know, during that time, you never know which way things can go. So again, I accepted the job. Things went wonderful during that job. I enjoyed doing what I was doing. And how about the work ethic that I had at that job? I was impressive to the manager and the directors there, that a much higher paid job and another position had become open, and I was offered that job because I you know, went to work and did my job with a smile and, you know, with you know, just making sure everything was done the way it needed to be done and more. And it was recognized. My works were recognized, and I was promoted to another job within the company. And I say all of that to say this, you never know which way blessings are going to come. So, you know, each situation for a person is different. My story and my circumstance may not be for you, but if there is anything in what I just share with you that resonates and that perhaps could help you, you know, let it be, let it happen. But for me, it was a teachable moment on so many different levels, a humbling moment on so many different levels. And again, it was the springboard to the career path of where I am today and continue to be. So I said all of that to say that, sure, during that period of unemployment, there were moments of discouragement, but I'm one that does not wallow in such for a very long time. And so, again, the opportunity presented itself, and I say, look at God. All right. So the next thing that I want to speak on in terms of your personal growth track is there's only one of you, and so you need to take care of yourself. Yes. So for those of you, you know, how many times have you put more time and energy into others or into work or into other outside entities and yet negate taking care of yourself? You know, well, guess what? There's nothing wrong with taking care of yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself, then no one will. And what I mean by that is this: you have to take care of your mental, your spiritual, your physical, all of that. You know, allow yourself the moment in your time, in your life, and allow yourself to be selfish. That's what I'm getting at. Selfish in this regard, not selfish in I'm just going to do just for me, all me, no one else. No one else is getting my time. No one else is getting me. No, not that kind of selfish, but selfish in terms of self-care. Take care of yourself. Allow yourself. Give yourself permission to be selfish, to make yourself a priority. Don't be so busy in life and, again, giving of everyone. And you, at the end of the day, you are so avoid, you're so just, you have nothing to give yourself because you've expended. So you've expended all of who you are into the day, into others, into other things. So don't be so busy in life that you don't take care and don't take the time to feed your mind, body, and spirit, your soul. Learn self-care, make self-care part of your life's routine, a part of your to-do list, and make it until it becomes a natural part of your everyday. And guess what? When you set aside time to take care of yourself, you can then take care of others, and you can take care of others better. So again, there's only one of you, so care for yourself. Take care of yourself. And the next thing I want to share with you is mission, not impossible, but mission improving myself. Say what? Yes, mission improving myself. What does that mean? We're always looking for ways to improve who we are, right? As we should. You should not be afraid of change, because change happens, whether we like it or not. It's just a natural process of life. So think about improvement in terms of what you want to work on. Let's talk about short-term goals and achievements and long-term goals and achievements. So in terms of short-term goals, again, you may be in the situation where you want to secure a job, short-term goal. You want to become employed. So perhaps work with a career coach, someone who can help you sort out and advise you on what are some best practices in achieving your career goals. In terms of long-term goals and achievements, start and continue on a path of wellness for yourself, of good health. As an example, these are examples. Spending quality time with family and friends, you know, let that be something that you implement into your long-term goals and plans as well. Perhaps working towards career goals, additional career goals, such as continuing education or working on certifications or, you know, things that help make you an asset either to where you are now or in the future. So these are long-term goals. Again, this is not mission impossible, because all things are possible. This is mission improving myself. It's identifying those ways that you can become the best you that only you can become. And again, sometimes that means seeking wise counsel. And also, the next thing I want to share with you is to engage in positive self-talk, affirmations, things that affirm you, things that inspire you, things that say that you say to yourself that you can do regardless of what the circumstances look like, right? We have to be careful of our thoughts and careful of what we speak. Be careful of how you speak about yourself, because in speaking negative and destructive thoughts, when you speak negative and destructive thoughts, you influence you. So instead, speak life. Is it easy? Of course not. Is it easy to get beyond some of the negative thoughts? Not all the time. I get that. I understand. But neither were those other challenges that came up in your life. Somehow, some way, you made it work out. You made it happen, right? So you worked through that negative. You worked through that challenge. And that's, this is the same mindset. So what I'm getting at is this. Encourage yourself. Speak highly of yourself. Think about one thing about yourself that you like and applaud yourself. Applaud yourself about that. Do you not think you're worthy of such adulation? Well, I do. Speak life, not death. The power of life and death is in the words that are coming out of our mouths, in the words that are coming out of your mouth. So speak life, think great things, even when it feels difficult to do so. Find something that's wonderful about you, positive about you, that you like about yourself. Okay? The next thing is to be creative. And what does that mean? Be creative to get creative. So what do I mean by this? You may be sitting on an idea right now that could be a game changer for your life, for your family's life, for your job, for your organization, for your business. And you're the only one who knows that. It's that one thing that just won't go away. It's like a nagging cough. It just won't go away. So that's the creativity knocking at your doors, banging at your door, says, open up, open up. Note to self, you can both create opportunities for yourself and take advantage of opportunities that come your way. Let me share this with you. Years ago, I worked for Chick-fil-A in marketing, and I remember coming across a book that the founder of Chick-fil-A, Mr. S. Truett Cathy, had written. It was called Eat More Chicken, Inspire More People. Eat More Chicken, Inspire More People. That book truly did inspire me, so much so to that day. There's a passage, there's a part in the book, in the first chapter, somewhere I think around, I don't know, pages 8 through 11, something along there. In his book, he was sharing, some life experiences, challenges, heartaches, and things of that nature that were happening. And one of the things that I picked up on in a statement that he had and has in the book, it said, to take advantage of unexpected opportunities, you must make yourself available. And it was like a light bulb that came on with me. And again, it says, to take advantage of unexpected opportunities, you must make yourself available. And, again, it resonated with me so much so that was years ago, I carried that with me throughout the rest of my life to this very day. Even in my email signature, I have that in my signature. To take advantage of unexpected opportunities, you must make yourself available. What does that mean? What does that look like? This is what it means to me. It means that I need to prepare myself for things that are to come, so that when those unexpected opportunities come, I'm not scrambling around getting prepared and putting things together. You know what? I'm already prepared. I'm already ready to deploy and get out there and put myself, make myself available for whatever that moment is. And guess what? Over the course of my career, over the course of even my personal life, those unexpected opportunities, yes, they presented themselves and I was ready. And so I share with you to position yourself to be ready for those unexpected opportunities, so that when opportunities present themselves, you are ready. And if it's just a matter of you having to tweak things when that time comes, tweaking is a lot better than trying to put together a whole you to walk into that promise. Okay. The next thing I want to talk about with you under our personal growth track is practice daily gratitude. Practice daily gratitude? Yes, indeed. I once read somewhere that you will not appreciate anything until you can appreciate everything. I thought that was pretty profound. Had resonated with me, that you will not appreciate anything until you can appreciate everything. This is about all of those little things in life that we tend to overlook. More important, it's about showing appreciation and gratitude for life. True, life doesn't always turn out the way that we may like it, but I'm of the mindset, and I believe that God, this is what I believe. I believe that God will hold us. He will hold our right hand, and he will say to us to not fear because I will help you. That's what I believe because that's what he says. And what does that mean? That means that, you know, sometimes when we're going through things that are uneasy, when we're going through things and we're not quite sure about and we're not feeling well about whatever it may be agonizing us or just troubling us, God says, I will hold your right hand. Fear not. I will help you, right? And why do I know this and believe it? And know this to be true because I lived it and I live it every day. I live and I know that God will never leave me nor forsake me. He will always be there to help me. He will point me in the right directions that I need to go in. Every day isn't a day that I would like it to be, but what I do is find something about that day that brings me joy beyond measure. If it's just one thing that I'm grateful for and appreciative of. And then guess what? That one thing turns into another thing, which is followed by another thing. And then before you know it, there are so many wonderful things that you can be appreciative of and grateful for, even in the midst of circumstances that may not be the best of circumstances. And I realize there's so much more to be grateful for, particularly during this period when we're living in COVID-19 virus in a pandemic and variants from the virus popping up, right? There's plenty, even in all of the midst of this, there's still plenty to be grateful for. There are many losses during this time, but there's still plenty to be grateful for. So focus on practicing daily gratitude for where you are. Because when you speak things into existence, it happens. I know I live it and I've been there. And then lastly, let me leave you with this. Define what success looks like to you. What does that mean? Well, think of it in terms of this. Define what success looks like to you. Is it in knowing your own self-worth? Is it in knowing your own self-worth? Is success knowing your own self-worth? Defining success, does it mean knowing your value, what you're bringing to the table, your life experiences, your skills, your experiences in general, your self-worth? Not in the monetary sense, but what you're bringing, your value, how you can add value to ABC, 1, 2, 3. But is how you will be an asset to any company, any business deal, any relationship, personal or professional, right? So define what success looks like to you. And think of it in terms of, one, is it knowing your own self-worth? And two, know your value and what value means. What are you bringing to the table again? Okay. So keep those thoughts in mind when it comes to defining your success. Your success is your success. It's not my success. It's not the other person's success. You know, you create what success is to you. And celebrate the little successes along the way. Don't wait for the big grandiose. Every step in life that you've put your foot into, you've put your time, energy, blood, sweat, and tears into, those are celebratory successes. They're little successes along the way. So embrace those. You don't have to know all the answers. And this is a misnomer. This is what society likes to put out there, this misconception that, you know, you have to have all the answers. And that's just so false. It's not true at all. Take time to learn yourself. Take time to pour into yourself. And understand that, again, you don't have all the answers, but there are answers out there for things that you may not know about. Do the research, inquire, find out for yourself, read, do whatever you can to find answers. Okay? And just know that we live our lives by faith daily. Some of us activate our faith on a daily basis. Some of us may not know that we are living by faith, but we are. So just keep that in mind. You're not in this alone. You're not in this process alone. As I close, again, know that self-worth, self-improvement, and personal development are key in the next level of your life, not just in your personal life, but in this process you're going through to acquire your career goals and opportunities. Every aspect, as I said earlier, every intricate part of your life is tied into your personal development and growth. It's not just about applying for jobs, because that person who is completing the application and submitting on the enter button to go to that company's applicant tracking system, that person that you all of you is in that application, all of you is on that resume. And so if there are things in you that need to be shaped differently, formed differently, grow differently, that's why I put together this personal growth track, because those areas are what you're bringing into any type of setting, any type of establishment. And it's important to tap into those areas that I spoke to you about under this personal growth track, okay? Because those things are going to help you not only in your personal life, but once again, in your professional life. Live by faith, and thank you so much for taking the time to hear me. I appreciate you listening. If you need have further questions, contact me on Instagram at The Advisor's Corner. Thank you, and have an awesome day.
Thanks so much for listening. And I hope you're leaving with some great things that can help you live your best life starting now.